Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the anticipation has been growing for weeks. The time is almost here. That's right. It's baseball coming back next week. And there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to put you in the center of the action, DraftKings Sportsbook celebrating a new season with a special promotion. Before the season starts, place a bet of at least $25 on who will be crowned the champion, and you will get a $25 free bet to use on opening day. That's a great deal. I know I'm going to take advantage of it. What you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time also, new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I am joined by Andrew P. Shea on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Our buddy Bob Flounders is off this week. Andy, so it's just me and you. How are you doing, sir?
Two-man ship. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. All right. Just me and you, Jimmy.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on you this week, Andrew P. So
bring it.
You got to shoulder the burden. All right, let's start with the news. But before I get to news, I just want to let you folks know, in quarter number two, we have part one of Ross's interview with Coach James Franklin. So you don't want to miss that. So be sure to stick around. All right, let's start with the news, Andrew P. This week, Penn State came out with their announcement. I believe it was like 170-some COVID tests they did, and not one positive test. That's great news, isn't it?
Yeah, nearly 180 student-athletes tested, and none of them that they reported came back positive. That's a really good number. I guess you shouldn't really be surprised when it comes to Coach James Franklin and details and what the practice facility inside Haluba Hall and everything that they're doing to try and protect the student-athletes. This is devil in the details stuff, right? We talked a few weeks ago about personal responsibility. That's on the player's end. There's, you know, the devil in the details part of it comes down to the leader, right? That's James Franklin. And is anybody surprised that the devil in the details are very, very wired tight when it comes to Coach Franklin? You shouldn't be. The interesting aspect of this is, I think if you look at, I think it was long snapper Chris Stoll did a Zoom call. If you can catch any of that, he sort of gave a really good in-depth inside peek as to what being a student athlete at Penn State football looks like right now in terms of everything that they have to go through in COVID. I found that very interesting. I just want to let our listeners know, if you can find that and get a chance to watch it or listen to some of what Chris said, it's very good and interesting and insightful.
Yeah, it's nice to get that sneak peek into what's going on. And in part one today, I have already heard this. Ross gets into some of the details with James Franklin about some of the precautions they're taking. And there's no doubt if there's something to be done to help out in this situation, James Franklin will do it. We know that. The one thing that stuck with me, though, Andrew, and this may just be me being cynical, when they made the announcement, they talked also about having 31 pending tests. Now, they didn't explain what that meant. They didn't explain that it's just delayed results. We didn't get results back from those 31. I'm not sure what it means, and I'm anxious to hear that, the answer to that. Maybe by the time people hear this, Penn State will tell us what that 31 pending means, but I'd like to know.
Yeah, without going into much detail medically, it's just there's another layer of information that they need to obtain a result for that for those tests. That's just it in a nutshell right there.
We'll see, and hopefully everything will come out well on the results there. Meanwhile, there were a couple other areas of the in Pennsylvania sports where some, I don't want to say decisions were made, but at least announcements were made. One was the PSAC decision to not play fall sports. That those are all the state universities, Bloomsburg, Millersville, Shippensburg, that whole group. They have made the decision for no fall sports. And the PIAA, which is the High School Athletic Association here in Pennsylvania, they made the announcement that right now, for right now, things are still going to happen. They're still on schedule. Does either one of these decisions mean anything, Andrew?
So the PSAC one is the Division II athletics and, you know, football, obviously, in the fall. You know, when the Ivy League last week was the first to sort of step outside and say we're canceling all fall 2020 sports, that cleared the way for other FCS leagues. Then you saw the Patriot League, which in Pennsylvania includes, like, you know, Lehigh, Lafayette, Bucknell. They followed suit and did the same thing. It set, you know, the PSAC up to be able to do the same thing, right? Somebody had to, you know, sort of pull the trigger and start a little bit of a domino at the FCS and Division II level. And then it would allow each individual conference slash league to make their own decision. So that one was not surprising at all. I wouldn't be surprised if you see in the coming next week or two, if you see additional Division II or FCS level institutions and leagues doing the same thing. As far as the high school sports go, so I think it was an interesting announcement that they made on July 15th in the middle of the month. They're what, about three, four weeks away, the state is, from starting heat acclimatization, and the beginning, that marks the beginning of fall sports. They hadn't said anything for a little bit, so I don't think they, I think it was sort of, they had to say something, right? So they may as well say, right now, as of this date, we're going to plan on going forward. I don't think they really know what they're going to do. That's saying they are planning to go forward. That's not saying they are going forward. I think there is a big difference to make. And it's the easier statement to say than saying, okay, we're not going to have fall sports in 2020. That has to be where you're put in a position to make that decision. I don't think the PIAA is there yet. So they had nothing to lose by saying our plan is to go forward. There's so much unknown. You've got to figure schools out first. Education's the priority, obviously. I understand extracurricular activities are an important part of the education process, but the education process has to start with the education. And in this COVID-19 world, you've still got to get that sort of safe and figured out. There's still a lot of landmines to walk, but the PIAA made the right move by saying, on July 15th, our plan is to still have high school athletics in the fall.
Well, I want to circle back to the collegiate level again, where the smaller schools and conferences, they're making the decision to delay things until the spring. And I understand that and get that. And when I say for the FBS level with the Big Five conferences and so on, they're going to hold off as long as possible to make that decision. And yes, and this is not a bad thing, but economics play a part in this, where those other leagues, they don't have the huge television contracts at stake. And I don't look at that as an issue, Andrew, of them being greedy for that money. It's a case of their costs still remain, by the way. They Correct. Still have the cost of the scholarships of the student athletes, the facilities, paying the coaches, the administration. Those costs are still there. It's the revenues that are going away, and they would like to do whatever they can to keep that revenue stream going. I do not blame them for that. The other part that is going on, Andrew, and, you know, if you pay attention to our DraftKings reads, you know that Major League Baseball is scheduled to start very soon. I think that's going to be a big key. I think college football and every other sport is going to be watching Major League Baseball. If they're able to play and continue the season without incident, that's a good sign for college football. God forbid something happens in Major League Baseball where they have to shut down. I think that would be the end of college football for the fall. Don't you think so also?
So I think they have three examples, right? They have the Major League Baseball, which is scheduled to be first. Then you've got the NHL and the NBA, right? You've got three leagues that are trying to do, you know, the same thing, but kind of trying to do it. You know, they're all got their own individual ways. But yes, they're going to be able to gain information and the value of information. If any one of those three starts up and then has to shut down, that makes a huge difference for college football. I 100% agree with you that a fire back up and a 3 weeks in, we have to shut down, we're done, makes it a very difficult proposition for the NFL and for college football going forward.
Exactly. And I think even if one sport has to shut down, you may end up seeing that domino effect just like you saw in the spring.
Yep.
If one has to shut down, they probably all will.
Absolutely.
It's just the nature of the beast.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Let's get in a couple real quick actual football notes here.
Sure.
Andy. And one of them, just recently, they named the Doak Walker watch list, which is for the best running back in the country. And both Journey Brown and Noah Cain are on that list. Now, this list, they have 30-some, 40s. I don't even know how many people have on the list.
Big list.
But what I think is significant is having two running backs on the list for Penn State.
Yeah, so I call it smart watch list compiling by putting both guys on it. It just is, because who knows, right? If Noah Cain doesn't get hurt, do we even know that Journey Brown is Penn State's quote-unquote number one running back, right? I mean, because Noah Cain, it kind of sees that role and position at the midway point of the season. So, and remember what Bob said about this position a couple weeks ago? He goes, I think it could flip-flop really, really easily, and he kind of expects it to. I don't disagree with him one bit. So it's smart list compiling, because who knows?
And in not too far into the season, someone might be saying, geez, how come we didn't put Devin Ford on that list?
Could be.
It could happen. I think the talent is there.
Yep.
All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two, part one of Russ's conversation with James Franklin.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.